Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts where you get the all informational stuff related to your life problems. Today we are going to discuss the importance of forgiveness over taking revenge. Also we will discuss how forgiveness is the best revenge to be taken. We live in the world of problems. There is no one who had not faced any problem ever in their life. As human beings, we always have to deal with problems. And also we face problems due to only human beings, not with any places, things, etc. What is forgiveness or mercy? Once we face conflicts, we have two choices. Firstly, we just keep it in mind because we don't want to confront it or maybe we are not ready. Second, we can let it go and move on, that is called forgiveness. There are many questions that arise in our mind regarding the phrase forgiveness is the best revenge, such as, why is forgiveness considered more powerful than revenge? Is it better to take revenge or just forgive others? How is forgiving more satisfying than revenge? Have you ever forgiven someone and felt better? Let's discuss this in detail. The famous saying goes, to err is human, to forgive is divine. There is no one perfect on the earth, doing mistakes is human behavior and forgiving people is compared to God's attribute. Forgiveness is the ability to let frustration, higher degree of conflict goes from the mind. If we do it in lesser time, we'll be able to forgive people easily. But some people take time to forgive. In daily life, we meet a lot of different types of people and sometimes we do not get familiar with them. There arise some chaos and confusion among us that creates a nuisance for us and all others. We get hurt sometimes and sometimes others got hurt by us. In this situation, some people get aggressive and lose their mental balance and treat badly with others. Sometimes we don't want anyone to interfere in our life and if they do so, we get angry with them. Getting angry is normal at some level, but when we keep it in our mind it creates problems. We can't tolerate their interference and want to take revenge for it. The feeling of taking revenge gives us stress and despair. It makes our mind imbalance, we forget our moral values in the effects of anger. Revenge reduces you to your worst self. But when time passes we feel our mistake and regret that we are not supposed to do. Not taking revenge does not show that you're a coward, but it shows that you're a mature person. Because the attitude of forgiveness comes with maturity. It is difficult to forgive someone when we are in a younger age. Studies show that focusing on taking revenge increases mental stress, inhibits mental functions, and weakens our immune system. Why is forgiveness considered more powerful than revenge? We often feel sad and distress until we get the revenge. We keep that feeling of revenge in our minds until we see other people suffering. And if we are not able to take revenge, we feel depressed and this negative feeling will become a problem for our happy life. Forgiveness is a beautiful virtue one can acquire to live a happy life. The more you forgive people, the peaceful your life becomes. Forgiveness comes with practice. It is difficult to forgive someone who had made us cry or bad for ourselves. The feeling of forgiveness makes us feel free from the feelings of regret and despair. Often practice forgiving people. If they had done something wrong knowingly or by mistake to you, just forgive them. You can't correct others, rather you should improve yourself. Making mistakes is human nature. We can't become perfect in anything. Children often do mistakes and we as elders can't hurt them for this. Rather we should clarify them. Sometimes our elders do mistakes and we got angry with them, but after a while, we forget their mistakes and become happy. Some people feel bad after they have been done wrong with you, they regret it. Forgiving such people is a good act. We also hurt our elders or our parents directly or indirectly, what if they don't forgive us, our life will become hell. Forgiveness develops unconditional love in your hearts. Forgiveness gives us peace and happiness while the feeling of revenge always makes us tense, distressed, and sad. It is hard to forgive someone who had done bad for us. But with the feeling of revenge, we'll create more problems for us. Making harm to us is someone's foul and forgiving them is our moral. If we treat them like they did to us then there is no difference between them and us. If you feel pain due to their mistakes, still you've to forgive them and the lesson which you've learned from there that act must always keep in your mind, not to take revenge, but not to get into trouble again. Improving ourselves is in our hands, not correcting others. We are working hard to make our life happy and live a peaceful life. Money can't buy peace of mind and happiness. Money can only buy us materialistic comfort. To attain real joy, work on your mental growth. Happiness is just a state of mind. Work to understand your true self. Start loving yourself. Explore your inner strengths. While doing this, you'll get to know that there is no one who can hurt you if you are a peaceful person. Become free from false ego and this materialistic illusion. If you're stable with your thoughts, no one can disturb your mental peace. Thoughts come and go ever in our minds, but a self-realized person remains fixed. Some people got angry with little things and some people forgive even the biggest mistakes. What you think, who is great? The one who forgives, because if he swears to take revenge from the other person, he stops his progress of life and starts leaning to hell. He forgets all the necessary stuff and becomes angry for a negative reason. Make other person feel humiliated by forgiving them and he/she will never cause such pain to anyone else. How is forgiving more satisfying than revenge? Forgiveness is the process of upgradation in life and revenge is to degrade you. Address the pain you've felt and forgive them and you'll feel a lot better about yourself. When you know your true self, the eternal self, you'll be not disturbed by these materialistic illusions. Think, if you've taken revenge of their bad deeds, what will you feel after that? Do you feel satisfied? Is they feel good for you? Give your views in the below comment section. I think you'll still not be happy by taking revenge. Because how can you delete the bad feeling for them from your mind? Physically or materially you can harm them to take your revenge. What to do to delete it from our minds? There is no solution like revenge to overcome negative feelings for others who hurt ourselves. The only solution is to forgive them and move on. If you keep taking revenge, where will you go in life? Nowhere. If you take revenge, they also want to take revenge from you, and it will become a loop. And also after taking revenge, there is no feeling of happiness. When you forgive someone and move on, it shows your strong mental attitude that no one can disturb. And in the future also no one will think to hurt you. And the biggest obstacle of your life will vanish. If you don't react to their wrong acts. If someone hurts you and you forgive them and move forward, they think that their endeavor to stop you is a waste of time. And out of suspicion, they will follow you. Your good act of forgiving them also impacts positively on their lives. Writing is also an effective solution to forget your anger. Whenever you get anger, write down all your feelings on paper, it will make your mind calm and provides other perspectives of the problem. Sometimes we get hurt by others while they do it for our benefit. For example, a teacher punishes a student for his well-beings and for the benefit of students. Likely there are many situations arises in our lifetimes. Weak people don't have the courage to forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of strong people. Weak becomes weaker taking revenge in their life, and strong become stronger forgiving people. What will you choose to become in your life? Human life is temporary, there is no one to stay permanent on earth. The more you become positive in life, the happier you live. Spread happiness in your surroundings and you will also be happy, just like the saying, whatever goes around comes around. Love and affection is the nectar of life. Our most lovable person sometimes do mistakes and in anger, we hurt them, but after our anger fades we feel bad. Anger is the biggest enemy of human beings. It arises due to lust. It dilutes our intelligence and we do what should not be done. To make every relationship beautiful, learn to forgive your partner and give love in return. And by this, their feeling of affection for you will become stronger and stronger. You gain respect in their hearts. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback regarding this podcast. In addition, if you like the podcast, do share with your friends so that they must know the importance of forgiveness in their life and always remember to forgive people.